Continuing Maseches Brachos, Perek Tes, the halachas of the special brachos on special sites and special occasions, says the Mishnah Gimel. Bonavai is chadash, a person builds a new home. Vikona kelim chadashim, or he buys new clothes. What bracha do you make? Omer baruch shechiyanu, like we know, shechiyanu vikiyamanu vikiyanu, lezman hazeh. Of course, the poskim say, if this is a house which many people are going to be gaining from, going to be benefiting from, so then we, instead of making the shechiyanu, we make a hatoiv veha meitiv. Mivorech al hara'a me'ein hatoiva, ve'al hatoiva me'ein hara'a, says the Mishnah. You make a bracha on bad things, even if they will turn out to be good, and good things, even if they will turn out to be bad. The Gemara explains, what's the Mishnah talking about over here? Let's say a person's field gets totally destroyed by water. In the end of the day, in the long run, his field is going up in value because it's becoming a better field. However, the crop this year is destroyed, so right now it's bad, so you make a dayan ha'emes, not a tov ha'metiv, because right now it's bad, even though it will turn out to be good. And the same in the reverse. Let's say something's good right now. I found $1 million on the street, so that's great right now, even though it could end up being bad because the government in those days will try to chase you so that they could find it, they could get the found object, or because they'll levy high taxes on you, so it may end up being bad. Still, right now it's good, so you make hatoiv ametiv or shechiyanu. Hatoiv ametiv if two people are benefiting, shechiyanu if only one person is benefiting. Hatzoyek lisha ovar, says the Mishnah. Person has to daven. A person who davens based on something which has passed already, something which has already been decided and brought into the world, harezu tfilas shav. You're davening over something which is already here. You're basically asking for something supernatural, something miraculous, and that we don't daven for. What's the example? Ketzad, haise ishta muberes. Your wife is pregnant. Ve'amar, and you want a boy. Yehiratzen sheteler ishte zachar. So the Mishnah says, it's already decided. Either it's an X and Y chromosome, or it's an X and X chromosome. It's already been decided, and therefore, harezu tfilas shav. It's a tfilas shav. The Gemara asks, don't we know that Leah already davened that her son should be switched, Yosef should be switched to Dina, so that she should have an Akeva, so that Rachel could have Yosef? So the Gemara gives two answers. Either you don't bring a proof from Mais and Nisim, great people are in great levels, they could daven for an ace, or in the first 40 days, you are allowed to daven. So that's important. Halacha nafkamina, that 40 days, still the embryo is what we call Maya Ba'alma, therefore you're allowed to still daven. After 40 days, you're davening for something which has already been established, already been decided, and therefore it's an inappropriate tefillah. It's a tefillah shav. Hayavava derech, a person's on the road, v'shama kol, and he hears people screaming, tzvacha, but ear, out of the city is emanating screeches, screams from people. V'amr, he says, yihiratzon shalo yu elu v'nei beisei, I hope these people are not, that are screaming, that terrible things are happening to, are not from my family, not my house. Says the Mishnah, harezu tefillah shav, it's also tefillah shav. Either the terrible thing, the calamity is happening in your house, or it's not. Your tefillah right now cannot switch that. Continues the Mishnah Dalet. Hanichnas lekraach, person enters the city. Mispalel shtayim. You have to daven two tefillahs, says the Tanakama. Achas b'knisasa, one as he goes in. Ve'achas b'yitziyasa, one as he leaves. One as he goes in, asking the Rabban Hashem to bring him in safely. And one as he leaves, asking the Rabban Hashem to take him back where to his new destination safely. Ben Azai says, no, two is not enough. Arba, you need four. Shtayim b'chnisasa, two as you go in. Ushtayim b'yitziyasa, and two as you leave. Why do I need two when I go in and two when I leave? So Ben Azai continues, v'noysen hadar. Because every experience going into a city and leaving a city deserves two. One before asking the Rabbanu Shalom for Rachmanas, and then after the Rabbanu Shalom already did the Rachmanas, expressing your thanks for it. So therefore, the Mefarshim explain, according to Ben Azai, two when you go in means what? B'knisasa, before you enter, you say yehi ratzon shetachniseni lekrach zeh l'shalom, and then you enter, and the Baruch Hashem brought you in b'shalom. So then, what do you say? Moedani lefanecha shechnestani lekrach zeh l'shalom. Every experience, both the entering and the leaving, requires a bakasha beforehand that the Baruch Hashem does it. Provides you with safety, and a hodah, a thank you afterwards, that the Ribbono Shel Olam brought you with the safety. Same thing when you leave. Before I leave, a yehi ratzon that Ribbono Shel Olam allows me to leave the city b'shalom. And then after I get to my final destination and I left the city b'shalom, a moide, a thank you for the Ribbono Shel Olam for bringing me to safety. Machlokes Tanakama and Ben Azeh, whether two is enough, one on the Knesa, one on the Yitziah, or no, you need two on the Knesa and two on the Yitziah, and you have four altogether. I wish you all a good day.